Musax.
Welcome to Musax, the video games music broadcast. Let's continue the exploration of Mario's world. Super Mario Bros. 2 was released on NES in 1988 in Europe and in the USA. With the help of a selection screen, the player selects one character from four to travel through the different levels of the game. Of course, the first character is Mario, then his brother Luigi, thirdly Toad, who lives in the Mushroom Kingdom, and finally Princess Peach, also named Princess Toadstool depending on the version. Each character has his or her own abilities. We are now at the heart of the game. The production of this episode of Mario has a complex story. Indeed, several versions exist with the same name. In fact, a first version was released in 1986, exclusively in Japan, on Famicom Disk System. This episode had not been sold abroad because it was too similar to the first episode of the series. Then, in 1988, the Nintendo of America branch created its own version by making over a game released 1 year earlier, and called Doki Doki Panic. For the greatest pleasure of its fans, in 1993 on Super Nintendo, a collection of games from the Super Mario Bros. Series was released. It is called Super Mario Collection in Japan and Super Mario All-Stars in the rest of the world. Four games are included in this collection: Super Mario Bros. 1, Super Mario Bros. 3, and the two versions of Super Mario Bros. 2. We are now listening to the intro of Super Mario Bros. The Lost Levels, corresponding to the Japanese version of Super Mario Bros. 2. The collection released in Japan includes the US version of Super Mario Bros. 2, renamed Super Mario USA. Super Mario World was released in Japan in 1990 on the new Nintendo console, Super Famicom. This game was released in 1991 in the American continent, then in 1992 in Europe. This episode presents the character Yoshi for the first time. This lovely little dinosaur accompanies Mario and his brother Luigi through the 74 levels of the game. We are listening to the music from the first level when Mario is alone. Let's see how the music changes when Mario is with Yoshi. You have probably heard an additional sound which reminds us of the little dinosaur's rapid footsteps. The aim of the game is to set Princess Peach free from Bowser, the king of Koopas, but also to save Yoshi's friends.
It's me, Mario!
In Super Mario 64, we discover Mario's voice played by Charles Martinet for the first time. Mario became Nintendo's mascot. He was originally created by Shigeru Miyamoto, art director and a genius in the area of game design. He has innovated and completely revolutionized the world of video games. As for the music, the main themes were composed by Koji Kondo. This broadcast dedicated to Mario is now over. Thanks for listening and tune in soon for a new episode of Musax. You can find this broadcast online at musaxbroadcast.com.